It's Radio 3, just after 12:15. A bit Marine. That was a happy song, wasn't it? I love you. That's going to set us up to say hi to Morris, who's live in Melbourne. How are you today?
Very, very good. Was that for me, Phil? Happy Tuesday, everyone.
It was just for you. It's great to be back with you and to have a little chat.
It is. I missed you.
Let me just turn
you off. Love James, of course, but missed you.
Oh, come on. I was here last week, or was I not? Anyway, it's all a blur.
No, you weren't. Weren't.
It's all a
blur. Not for me, anyway.
Yeah. Well, how's life anyway? We've got he's written another super duper article, which only Morris can explain. But before we get into that, how's futurism? How's the business of futurism?
Yeah, there's still a future, Phil.
Oh, that's good.
Despite it all, despite all the doom and gloom we read and the terrible things that are happening, there is still a future, and that's always a good thing.
Brilliant. It's nice for me to read that you've gone back into the area of medicine because it's fascinating, and I know you're really into that. So what have you got for us?
Here I am. So I have something which is not talked about a lot, except, of course, on this show between you and I and our listeners. But it's something I think that's going to become very, very ordinary in the next 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. and that's the immunome health score.
Okay.
End of story, said enough, done a job for
you? No. It's just sarcastically, sort of cynically, rather. When you say score, it's sort of, there's got to be a marketing company involved somewhere or whatever. But no, tell us more.
Quickly, yeah. There's this thing called the immunome. It's part of our body. We all kind of know DNA now. DNA was something we didn't know 20 years ago. It's those helix things that tell us who we are and make and our makeup. It's used for ancestry. It's used to figure out who we are and who we belong to.
Right.
This immunome system is the same but very different. What it does is it's a total map of your immune system taken in one blood test. So at the moment you take a blood test and it looks at various elements and it gives you a snapshot of something, so of your cholesterol, of your diabetes or something else. What this new thing does, and it's not available yet, it's brand new, it's only really been devised in the last 13 years or so, but it will arrive in the next 5 to 10 years, is with this single blood test, and of course using a whole lot of artificial intelligence and a whole lot of medical knowledge that we've gained over the years, it will tell you exactly how your immune system is working, all your cells, all your proteins, and we have 1.8 trillion of them. And these immune systems are our body's defense and our repair team. It fights infections, heals tissues, remembers all our past threats, knows everything that's gone wrong inside of our body and how it went about trying to fix it and where it could or couldn't. It fights off cancers and does all kinds of things. That's our immune system.
Yeah, yeah.
And this new health score that they are developing, as I said, is a single blood test that says this is how Morris or Phil's blood test immune system is working right now. So it changes every day by what we eat and what the weather is and, you know, whether we've got sores or whatever else, changes dynamically. But right now, taking this test, this is exactly how Phil's immune system is reacting and working.
Seeing the way you talk about it now, one could be forgiven for sort of saying, well, how come they didn't come to this years ago? What didn't we have years ago?
We didn't know, Phil. It's like DNA. We just didn't know. Right. We kind of knew all these bits and pieces were around, but we had no way of stitching it together. This is really understanding how we stitch it together and how we make one complete narrative out of it. That's what we didn't have before, and there's still a lot to learn. Just like DNA in the beginning, we knew it existed. We knew we might be able to get in there and figure out the stuff that we now take for granted, but it took decades and decades of research and use before we truly understand it, and even today we're still trying to expand on DNA. So the immunome is literally at that ground zero. As I said, the basics of this, the first research was only conducted in 2007.
It's interesting, though, we're still talking about fairly straightforward procedures. A blood test, well, they've been around for a long, long time, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's quite fascinating how the simple things can really grow and go quantum.
Exactly. And imagine how extraordinary they were in those days when they could look, and literally when they could take a drop of blood and look under a microscope. Both those things are so ordinary now, but they were so extraordinary 120 years ago.
Going back even further, Morris, it's fascinating how blood has featured, of course, because it was very, you know, you could see and feel it's featured in medicine since time immemorial. I mean, it was leaking blood back in the old days, wasn't it? Now it's looking at blood.
It absolutely has. But again, we didn't quite know why. We just knew it had to be important. We just didn't know how and why and what we could do because of it. How do we repair things? So with this test, what we will end up with, we think, look, there's not even a measurement yet that's agreed on, but we think we'll end up with a measurement between 0 and 1. And of course, halfway will mean that you are doing particularly well with your immune system. But what it also means is it tells doctors that if I have something as against Phil or one of our listeners, that our body right now needs something that other people don't, because our immune system is at some point. So it's really diagnostic, and it makes it hyper personalized. That's where it gets great. It is a cure or a remedy or a treatment specific to you today in this moment that will work, because we know enough about your immune system to know how it will tolerate and what it will do with whatever we're about to intervene with.
Brilliant. So Immunome is basically a sort of code.
Immunome.
Code system.
Immunome is what it is.
It's like a code system, DNA for blood, or your immune system, right?
Yeah, exactly, with ohm at the end. But there's also, the researchers that are working on it also think that they'll be able to predict illnesses. In other words, you know, it looks like we're trending towards something, let's jump in and fix it. With farmers, we'll be able to put together vaccine-specific. And I think it'll actually change the way that we approach medicine altogether, go to doctors, hospitals, and use the rest of it. So it's a big deal, but still a decade or two away before it becomes as ordinary a conversation as DNA or any of the other things that are extraordinary, but we just take for granted.
Well, that's interesting, because DNA was just this X years before, and then suddenly DNA changed the world, really.
And became really ordinary, as I said, because we have television shows about it. People talk about it for ancestry. They talk about it in being able to prove a case in court. Hospitals use it, doctors use it, police use it, all kinds of people use it. It's just become ordinary now that we understand what it is. This thing, I'm fairly sure, when we've got it nailed down, while down the track, will be just as ordinary and just as incredible to understand each of us individually.
It's quite interesting. So DNA, what are we talking, early 80s, something like that, when it was starting?
DNA, again, was talked about from about the 50s and 60s. It was about the 80s we started to crack into it, and it was about the year 2003 or somewhere where we got our first little map, again, those three helixes that we can all see now so readily. It was early 2000s anyway where we got that first map and an inkling of what it was and what it might do, the power of it.
Do you think it had its biggest efficacy when it came to solving crimes? Because a lot of the crimes that are really, really famous, horrible, but very famous in the 80s and 70s, serial killers and the like, several times what came out afterwards, the police messed it up, they went down the wrong avenue, I mean, when you look at some of the real famous guys, there's always the B thing about the police, you know, screwing it up.
There is. I think what that did was to make it popular. It went out of the realms of science, which most of us, me anyway, can't really understand of what doctors really are on about when they're on about that. Mm. Sounds great, but when you start to talk about in crime and things that we can actually imagine, think about, know about, it becomes really purposeful. So I think it was a great concrete example of showing not just medicine, but understanding this really does change culture, people, lives, and all everything about who we are and as humans.
All right. Bearing in mind all of that, once again, it's at morrisfuturist.com. Go to his blog, The Future of You, Me and Medicine. We got there in the end, when your body gets a health score. So what kind of things do you think this will affect going forward, the same way DNA did?
I absolutely think it will change medicine forever. We'll move definitely into the wellness phase, which means that we'll be able to predict with some regularity how our body's working and what we need to do to ensure that we can live longer, because I think that's also what it will do. It will affect longevity. It'll affect the way medicine's applied. It will make a huge difference down the track. Look, around insurance, employment, public health, all those things will change, I think, because of this when we get there.
Really quickly, Morris, what drew you to this one recently?
I've been reading up on it for a while. I just think there was a research piece that was released about a week ago from one of these wonderful researchers. Again, I talk about that briefly in the article.
Yeah.
That kind of gave us the next up, you know, the next leg up of what they're doing and what they're thinking and where this might go.
All right. Well, it's going to be fascinating to follow that. Sorry we had to mess around a bit today. I'll give you extra length next week, all right? So take care for now. All the way from Melbourne, that's business futurist Morris Misolowski. So, however,